This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Sarah Munford is a fourth year at the University of Virginia, and she joins me live in studio. How are you, Sarah? It's good to see you.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to have you in to talk about your work in Africa, because I think it is really a very powerful example of the kind of university student that we're going to see more of in the 21st century. I had a recent sit-down conversation with President Teresa Sullivan at the university, and that was one thing she said to me. She was committed to seeing more students engaged in learning overseas during their time at the university. And I think it's now at about maybe a quarter of the students who do it, and she'd like to see it be at least a third of the students who spend some time overseas. Before we start, though, we have to point out that your one of your ancestors, Mary Munford, was the first woman to serve on the Board of Visitors at the University of Virginia. And as I understand it, based on my research, really led the way and pioneered the effort to bring women to the university as undergraduate students and to finally join the College of Arts and Sciences and to enjoy that opportunity here in Virginia. So it is quite a legacy. And then, you know, fast forward a few generations, and here you are, setting quite an example. What's your major? Let's start with that, because I want folks to understand what you're studying and what you've done and accomplished.
Well, I'm actually a Global Development Studies major, which is the first class. It's an interdisciplinary major that was the first student-initiated major at UVA. So it combines politics, anthropology, economics, and sociology.
So you take courses in all of these different fields for this one major. And how would you describe it to somebody? What's your elevator speech for exactly what this is and what you do?
I guess we take a full multidisciplinary approach to the idea of development. We take specific seminars just with our major on both broader theories of development as well as how to actually apply that on the ground.
Yeah. And you've done some work in Africa, which I think started in high school, right? Years ago?
Yes.
What was that experience?
I spent two summers in Uganda after sort of hearing about it. I was studying abroad in South Africa my junior year, and then got the opportunity to go with the group called Solar Light for Africa to Uganda. And we installed solar panels in rural villages to give people electricity.
And what was that like?
Oh, man. Well,
I imagine you were in some pretty remote places. I mean, tell me what it's like to the first time you go into those places. Is it like it is on the documentaries, or what might be different about it?
I think people have a lot of misconceptions about Africa and group it all into one big continent. But it was certainly an eye-opening experience, and you do see the kind of poverty that people do expect there. It was very rural, very poor. We were installing these solar panels under mud walls and roofs that were falling apart. But it was a really interesting look at humanity, too, and just sort of the gratitude that people expressed.
We're talking with fourth-year student Sarah Munford, a student at the University of Virginia, and she is a Global Development Studies and Foreign Affairs major. So this past year, you and a few other students in your field received, well, explain it to us. You received, what was it?
The university,
some type of grant? Or?
Right, yes. The university started a new program called the Jefferson Public Citizens Program that offers grants to groups. There are at least 15 different projects this year around the world and around the U.S. And so we received $25,000 to research with Heifer International in Uganda. There are four of us from my major.
And what, so you went back to Uganda, but this wasn't a solar panels project. This was something different.
No. We picked Uganda because it was a location I had been to and was familiar with. And another girl had worked with Heifer International before. They're an organization that is a livestock development program. So they're one of those give cows for Christmas sort of campaigns. It's been around for at least 30 years now. So we were working with them and evaluating one of their women dairy projects, where women, a group of about 50 women, had been given cows as a source of sustenance and income generation.
Yeah. So, what did you find? Does a program work?
Yeah.
Room for improvement? What did you learn?
We were actually really, really impressed by the leadership of the women in the area we were in. We were in Gulu, Uganda, which is in the northern region that has been terrorized by Joseph Kony and the LRA for the past 20 years. So this program is sort of one of the first for women who are moving back into their villages after living in refugee camps for 20 years and figuring out how to generate income again. And it's been pretty effective.
Yeah. So what was a day like? Are you sleeping in huts or is it like little cinder block buildings? Or?
We stayed in a small building in town, but every day we purchased bikes while we were there and rode a couple miles out into villages and would just sit with women outside their homes under the tree or inside their huts and kind of interview them, talk about life and how the cow has changed it, how the war has changed it.
Yeah. Now, what is the, for folks like me who are just ignorant, explain the political situation. What is the, what's going on there?
Well, in the northern region, Joseph Kony, who was head of the Lord's Resistance Army, started this rebel group about 20, 30 years ago and terrorized the region. It's his own people and his own village and abducted over 30,000 child soldiers and killed many, many more. And so these people were forced by the government into small internally displaced camps, basically refugee camps that became where they lived for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
So in 2009 was when those camps were finally closed down, the very last few. So people are just now moving back into villages and restoring their homes.
So what are your plans after graduation? It's spring of 2011, right? That's the big festivities?
It is indeed. Those are still to be determined. It might involve going back to Africa. If anything, it will certainly involve work in the nonprofit possible or government sector relating to Africa somehow. So
yeah, well, it's quite a lot you've accomplished in a short amount of time, and it's very impressive. And again, I think this is really the kind of work that we're going to see more and more of from students at the university here in Charlottesville and also across the country at all the major public universities as more students sort of follow in your wake and seek opportunities to have an impact right around the world and spend time overseas. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sarah Munford is a fourth-year student at the University of Virginia, a global development studies and interdisciplinary major, and a foreign affairs major as well.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.